Calvin Noel, I'm not exactly sure how to say his last name, but he shared a story in his book called Start Somewhere. He told of a New Year's Eve worship service where the pastor said he had three words from God for each person attending. After building up some suspense about these three words, the pastor finally said, "Here are the words you need for this new season, and I believe they're going to help you immensely. The words are, go for it." Now that is really super simple advice. Why not go for it? Why not step out and do something that God has been calling you to do? What is keeping you from taking a risk? What's stopping you from making a change? Where have you been hiding from the challenge before you? Now is a good time to go for it. Make an attempt for God. I heard that phrase once from Tom Atkins as he was preaching at a camp. Take a step of faith. Make an attempt for God. What do you have to lose? The world needs people who are willing to follow God's leading and to go for it. We have to set aside fear, take up courage, set aside past failures, and pick up a new vision. Set aside personal insecurities and live in security, knowing that you have done all you can to be what God has called you to be. I want you to go for it. I could about stop the podcast there. You're welcome to check out the quick little blog post on timpriceblog.com. But I thought today, as we share that little tidbit, those three words that you might need to hear today to go for it. So I want to share a few things that I am going for. I've been writing a book with my friend Steve Gross. It definitely takes a little longer than you think, but we've been plugging away. It's not only been fun to connect with him, but it's been great to be working on this project. A second thing that we're going for is we're in the middle of planning and executing conferences through Harvest Ministry. It's been awesome to think of all the young lives who have been influenced through attending camps and conferences that we've had the privilege of assisting in. And I really do feel like we are assisting in it, even the ones that we started and planned, because the Lord is at work in the hearts of the next generation, and we have this opportunity to be a part of it. Seems in a lot of ways like they kind of fell in our lap, and I know that vehicles for ministry, things like conferences and particular seasons of ministry camps and other events, they kind of have a shelf life, and I realize that's not going to go on forever and ever and ever. For right now, and really since the late 90s and the early 2000s, these events have had a place in the schedules and in the hearts of leaders and students around our region, around Illinois and the Midwest. And so we're looking forward to those. And as a commercial, maybe, if you are in a church as a pastor or a children's pastor or a youth pastor or some invested volunteer leader, we would love to have you check out the events that we have around Illinois. At the time of this podcast recording, we still have three kids' conferences left this spring. And we have a high school conference called Fire Up coming up at the end of February here in Troy, Illinois, just outside St. Louis. You can find out more at harvestconferences.org. But these events and conferences are basically opportunities for students and high school students and leaders to gather together, to come together in a format that's a little different than typical student ministry time or your own local church. It's several churches together and several groups coming, converging in a building or a church building in a certain town with all of the people who are there, a part of the same mission together. The leaders inviting kids, and that's a small miracle in and of itself to get kids to, you know, actually sign up and not have anything on their calendar that week. But the goal really is to share the gospel with them, kind of in a new, fresh way and perspective. I've said over and over through the years, the same thing that kind of had an impact in my life. I was part of the church, the week in and week out ministries, the student ministry and the church services and the mission trips, all those things. But there were a few high points in my spiritual journey, and most all of them were during special events, being at summer camp or being at some kind of retreat or conference or a special speaker. And so I know that God uses those special moments, those kind of mountaintop experiences, to kind of grab a hold of our heart, to inspire us and to reach down deep. And then it's the day in and day out stuff that helps us form as a disciple. And every children's ministry and every student ministry needs that rhythm to some degree. Some of the mountaintop experiences to kind of inspire and grab a hold. And then the week in, week out, faithful discipleship, closely tied geographical, relational connections that help students get grounded in faith. We need both. And the ministry of harvest has always been about providing that first one, the mountaintop kind of come together just for a little while and connect. We would love to have you be a part of that. Harvestconferences.org. Again, I know it's a small miracle to have an open weekend, an open Saturday on the adults calendar and the student calendar. So this is just an invitation. There are students out there who need to be here either way. And until the vehicle kind of ends, until that tool of ministry of gathering together ends, we're going to keep trying to connect with new people and invite them to join us, partner in reaching the next generation. So if you're hearing this podcast, but we haven't met you and we don't know you, I would love to connect. You can send us an email. You can go to timpriceblog.com. You can go to harvestministryteams.com. Send me a note. I can fill you in. I'd be happy to do that. On another front, the Asbury Revival is continuing. I don't know if you've heard about this. It started last Wednesday. I'm recording this on a Monday to be posted on a Tuesday. And so far, the revival is still going. Some people I've told this to have not even totally understood what a revival might be. Maybe if you've been a part of a church your whole life, you might remember times when your church had a revival and you would meet maybe Sunday through Wednesday or Sunday through Friday each evening for a worship time that might go 60 to 90 minutes. And those are awesome things. They're kind of something that doesn't happen as much as it used to, but I used to lead music for revivals all the time. And so we've kind of termed those planned worship services into revival to kind of renew the church. And maybe those services should be called renewal services. Sometimes they have been, actually. This is happening at the university, although it's now spreading to other places. But this small Christian university in Wilmore, Kentucky, just south of Lexington, Kentucky, the service that began at 10 o'clock last Wednesday has never stopped. The music and the preaching and the confession and the testimonies and the prayer that began last Wednesday for their normal chapel service that usually goes from 10 to 11 has continued. We happened to be down there the next day, Thursday afternoon. After about 30 or so hours of this, there were still people in the chapel, in the sanctuary, praising and praying and sitting quiet before the Lord, just a number of things. And it was a powerful testimony last Thursday. And here we are a few days later, and not only is it still going, it is growing. People have been making a trek to Wilmore, Kentucky. I just heard that a couple local colleges got a busload of college students over the weekend just to go experience what is going on with the Holy Spirit in Wilmore. And I think that's awesome because not everybody can squeeze into that chapel in Wilmore, Kentucky, but some people can go, and then they can bring that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, alive in us back to wherever they are. And we need that. We need the prayer that revival is not only going to just change hearts and lives of people there, but it's really literally going to spill over. You might be interested to know, in case you hadn't heard this, that Asbury has kind of been sort of famous for other revivals that have taken place in similar ways, although I think God's doing a new thing with this one. In 1970, there was a revival that really shaped many churches and leaders in the nation. And you can Google Asbury Revival 1970 and read all about it. And you can also find all kinds of videos about the Asbury Revival 2023 happening as we speak. It was kind of neat. I thought that when I got home from that trip or as I was driving back, I was talking to my brother. And the next day, I was surprised to hear that he got in the car and drove down to Wilmore to be a part of the revival for a little bit. And I just think that's the power of hearing that God is at work and then seeking that out and being a part of it. And so I'm praying for the revival, and I'm praying for each of us to some way experience it. Thinking of the idea of going for it, I'm working toward, and haven't launched all this yet, but I'm just going to share it because I want to hold myself accountable. Working toward a sort of a cohort gathering for worship leaders and for entrepreneurial ministry leaders in ministry. I love to see when pastors and other church staff also sense a calling to serve in the greater church in a variety of ways, from speaking to worship to leadership, podcast, creative ministry, traveling to serve, all of that. And I realize that I look back on my life, and for literally about 30 years, that is the exact thing that I have done. I have had the opportunity to serve in a church, to be grounded with a group of people who know who I am and I work with and am a part of life with on a regular basis. And in addition to that, I get to serve in this unique entrepreneurial ministry of Harvest and serve in a variety of churches with a lot of different people on a regular basis as well. And so both of those things together have excited me. And I used to think maybe that was the wave of the future. Then I went through about a decade where I thought, no, that's only specific to people's callings. And now I've kind of come to another conclusion that the Lord does call us to serve in the church with a capital C in some ways. And not everybody is wired up that way, but I know there are several people who are pastoring or leading in ministry and also have a sense that their gifts could be used to help others be more effective. And so you can kind of take a look, keep a watch out for what's coming with that. And I would love to gather together with other people who consider themselves entrepreneurial ministry leaders and to encourage each other and to grow together. Love to have you join us on other podcasts that we have. The Worship Leader Toolbox podcast is growing and has been awesome for worship leaders and worship teams. And then each Friday morning, we do the Faithful Friday podcast, and that is really great. I appreciate each person on our team who helps make all this happen. We have Virginia and Danette who help edit and keep the blogs straight. We have Lexi who helps put together the podcasts and the emails, and Dave John, my cousin, who helps with the Worship Leader Toolbox podcast. It's been cool to have him just join the team recently, and so that's been really awesome. If you would like to be a sponsor for any of those podcasts, we would also welcome that. It's a great opportunity to share your ministry or your organization or whatever information you would like to be shared, and it would be great to connect. If you're interested, you can reach out, talk to me. The last thing for the day, Psalm 77. I read this verse this morning from the New Living Translation. Psalm 77, verse 16. When the Red Sea saw you, O God, its waters looked and trembled. The sea quaked to its very depths. That phrase just caught me this morning. When the Red Sea saw you, O God, its waters looked and trembled. And I just think about that, especially in light of this story that I read. Go for it. Why wouldn't you step out? The God of the universe, even when the Red Sea saw God's power, it looked and trembled. I think any barrier or resistance that is standing in your way for whatever it is that God is calling you to do will probably have that same response. When you are going full force with the Holy Spirit at work in you, and you are ready to be obedient to where God is leading you and to take that step of faith, whatever it is that you need to take, then I think the resistance and the things that are going to try to hold you back, the fear or whatever it might be, are going to look, they're going to see God in you, and they're going to tremble and be fearful. They're going to go away, and you are going to make it. So these are the three words for you today. Go for it. What is it that you need to do? Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, and I hope to connect with you in the future. If you have any questions at all about anything that I've just shared, I know this is like a little different than usual, but I'd love to connect with you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
This podcast is brought to you by Harvest Ministry, and we are seeking team members. Since 1996, Harvest has had a mission to serve as a worship team for children in youth camps, conferences, retreats, and worship services around the Midwest. Over 300 young adults have served through Harvest Ministry, and we currently have openings for our summer team. If you are a guitar player, drummer, keyboardist, bassist, vocalist, worship leader, or tech person, we would love to talk with you. Ministry-minded young adult musicians can visit harvestministryteams.com and hit the Teams tab to learn more.